Last summer, a State Transportation Department document was leaked by an anti-fracking group. It estimated the financial impact on New York's roads if natural gas extraction goes ahead to be $200 to $400 million annually. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, many local governments have been making sure that drilling companies will be held accountable.
In order to get all of the equipment, water, and sand needed to frack a natural gas well to a drill site, you're going to need to make a trip or two. Well, lots of trips. The New York Department of Environmental Conservation estimates one hydraulically fractured well will require more than 3,000 one-way truck trips. All of those trucks rolling over back roads can quickly lead to potholes and worn-out pavement. Bigger roads, like the New York State Thruway, were built to sustain that kind of traffic. David Orr, a senior engineer at the Cornell Local Roads Program, says many of the roads that are set to see traffic from drilling activity were not. Or likens the wear and tear that fracking operations can have on roads to the way a paperclip breaks.
You bend paperclips back and forth because you were sitting on hold, right? And as you bend them, they eventually break. They're not breaking from a single application. They're breaking from the fact that you bend them back and forth and back and forth. And that's how pavements fail.
That's something a lot of public works and highway department officials in the Southern Tier are aware of and preparing for.
If we do not protect ourselves and just let them go, those roads will bust all up.
Vince Spagnoletti is the Public Works Commissioner for Steuben County, which has already taken measures to protect its roads. 4 years ago, the county started working on a road use agreement, first in preparation for wind development, and now catered towards the natural gas industry.
We do have many miles of roads that do not have thick gravel bases underneath them, and those roads will not be able to handle the traffic, the heavy weights that the gas drillers will put on them.
The county's agreement offers drilling companies two options. They can either float a $250,000 bond that will be used if the roads travel to a drill site deteriorate, or they can pay to upgrade the roads first and float a $15,000 bond that will be used for any maintenance. In Pennsylvania, where natural gas extraction has been underway for several years, communities like Susquehanna County are already dealing with more trucks on the road. Spagnoletti visited a few counties in Pennsylvania to see how they're handling the issue. While it wasn't always the case, he found many drilling companies are now rebuilding and upgrading roadways. Steuben County's road use agreement is voluntary, but Spagnoletti says he's confident drillers will come to the table. If not, he says he's not afraid to close a road he thinks is being torn up. Nearby Tompkins County has gone a step further. A road preservation law went into effect this year. County Highway Director Jeffrey Smith says drillers and other large construction projects will have to pay for before and then after studies of roads they want to use. Once the project is done, the company will be sent the bill for any repairs. Smith says the tough part about preparing for an increase in heavy traffic is that each road is different.
You know, our level of service on a road, you know, it varies, you know, within the county, within every town. And, you know, we have some roads that are comparable to state roads, you know, that really wouldn't necessarily show damage, and then we have other roads that are on the other end of the spectrum that, you know, we'd be really concerned about.
The time of year can be a big factor in how well a road will hold up. Roads are much stronger in August after a hot, dry summer than during the spring thaw of late March. In Steuben County, Spagnoletti says several towns have adopted a road use plan or are working on one. Neither he nor Tompkins County's Smith say they've received any input on those plans from state transportation officials, which did not respond to interview requests for this story. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
Support for the Innovation Trail comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The Innovation Trail is a collaboration between five upstate public media outlets reporting on New York's innovation economy. Hear more at innovationtrail.org.